Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new edition of the Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast. It is our sincere hope, it is our desire here at LWIM and this Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast to give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And God is helping us to do just that, especially to offset the lies, the deception that we find in the world, so that you may be a more enlightened person, so that you will be free from the deception and that you may walk in the liberty which Jesus promises in John 8:32. What does that say? Well, if you know the truth, that the very same will set you free. My name is Gio. I am the host for this podcast, and I am the youth leader of LWIM, which stands for Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. On this edition, I got to thinking, I wanted to talk about lying. That's right, lying. Someone might ask, well, Gio, in reality, we know everything there is to know about lying, so please explain to me, what else could you talk to us about lying? I mean, everything has been said about lying. We know that lying is bad. Well, that's exactly why I want to deal with this topic today, because we find that more and more people seem like they're lying, and we've got two parties. We've got the liars who feel no remorse when they lie, and then we have those that are being lied to that even though they know that their intelligence is being insulted by the liars, they feel no anger, they feel no righteous indignation because they are being lied to and their intelligence is being insulted. So we've arrived at a crossroads, I think, in our culture and our day and age where we've got two parties. We've got the duped and we've got the dupers, if you know what I mean. And the reason I bring this up is because especially we're seeing this happen more and more in our church age. And when I mean by church age, please understand that I am talking about this era where we have seen such an explosion, if you will, of mega churches, if you will, and campuses. And it seems like they're ever more on the increase. I know that some people might take issue with the whole theological side of this church age, you know, the description that I give, but please take it in light of what I'm trying to say by this, that we've had, and it seems like we have this explosion of just constant reminders that in television, on radio, via the podcast, on iTunes, I mean everywhere, the Twitter, the media outlets, Facebook, you know, come to our church, and they've always got these new exciting features, the lights and the bands, and these multimedia featurettes and all of these things. And it seems like more and more and more the church is growing. But yet when I see what is being disseminated from the pulpit, what I see what is being said to people and what is being taught to the masses, it's totally contrary to what the Bible teaches. And we've got two very distinct issues that we have to deal with, especially how this relates to you, the young person. You are at a stage where your mind is being molded. And I know that some people might take offense with what I've just said, but it's the truth. Your mind is being molded as we speak. We've got your teachers. We've got on another end the culture, the popular culture, Hollywood and all of its entities, and so many different groups that are trying to inculcate things, ideas, ideologies, doctrines into your mind. And they're doing it in such a subtle way where you're not actually knowing what it is that they are indoctrinating you with, but rather you see that you think in a certain manner without knowing how or why you're thinking in that way. Okay? So that being said, you understand that the only way that people can do this is via deception. They need to use the avenue of deception in order to set these things in instead of telling you the outright truth. Remember, Jesus tells us that the truth will set us free. Okay, we have that firmly established. Now, if we use logic and reason, if somebody wants to infiltrate something into your mind, into your heart, they're going to use the tactic of deception. It's the only way that they can infiltrate these things into your mind and into your heart. And there are many different ways to do this. You've got people who say have truths, and then they attach half truths to a lot of lies. You've got those that they twist the truth 100%. They twist the truth and they make it seem like it's the truth, but yet all they're presenting is emotionalistic arguments. What do I mean by emotionalistic arguments? Well, why don't you have compassion for these people? I mean, another example would be the whole homosexual marriage movement. Well, they need to have civil rights. Why can't they have the same civil rights that we are all enjoying? But the reality of the situation is that we all enjoy the same civil rights. What they want is a special privilege. That's what they want. They want everyone else to recognize that marriage. They want society to recognize that marriage as valid, as normal, when the Bible tells us that it's not normal. But they use these emotionalistic arguments and they make people, the masses, believe that if you're not in favor of what they want society to accept, then therefore you must be a bigot and a hate monger. And that's why I say people use emotionalistic arguments to try to get into your heart so that you can change your way of thinking, that your methodology, if you will, of reasoning would be altered completely and totally away from what the scripture teaches. That's the essential point. So we've got two examples here, and there are many other ways that people can lie to you. I mean, and to get you to accept anything. That's just the reality of the situation. But the key here is to see where you are at personally. And now I'm speaking at an individual level. Where are you at personally? Because we need to realize that we all might have been influenced in one way, shape, or form down the path that we have taken. Remember that we're only getting older. And we've seen movies. We've heard the chatter. We've heard our friends and our colleagues speak. We've heard the teachers dictate the classes. We've heard it all. And somewhere along the line, someone said something where they tried to hide their original intent. They tried to hide what it was that they were truly feeding you. And I am a witness to this. I mean, I'm telling you, I learned things in high school where I thought that, well, my teachers, they must know this because they've studied this, so it must be true. And then when I did my own research, I found that they were outright lying to me, and that made me indignant because they saw in me a puppet. They saw in me a blank canvas on which they can begin to paint a portrait, a picture, and therefore mold me into what they thought is normal and right. But their normal, their definition of normal and right, is totally contradictory to what the scripture teaches. And I want to be in accordance to what God tells me. That's just the reality of the situation. I mean, I can give you an example. I remember when I was in high school, you can tell through very subtle ways that they were teaching me the what they would call the virtues of anti-capitalism. Even though these teachers and the school system is making their money via capitalism, okay? And slowly but surely, as I began to, you know, become mature and I started studying all of these things, I began to notice that I needed to fix my way of thinking because there were certain things in my mind that they tried to, you know, they were dug in there. I mean, they were dug in there, and I said, wait a minute, I have to change my mentality because my teachers, they taught me these virtues when in reality, these were sinful ideas, and I had to change my way of thinking. And you have to analyze yourself, young man, young woman, what it is that you think, how you think, why you think that way. Don't ever take anything at face value. Even what I'm telling you, don't take it at face value. Make sure you analyze these things and give time of reason to it. What do I mean by time of reason? Well, simply put, think about these things, ponder about these things. Make sure that you examine these things and give it its proper time and weight in what I call mind time. In other words, instead of spending time on the computer all day or being in front of the television or on your phone all day with your friends talking about nonsensical things, take time on a daily basis to read. And also take time to think about these things and try to use common sense. Is this true? Why could it be true? Why couldn't it be true? And ask yourself those basic questions, and you'll notice that you'll eventually hit with the self-evident truth. That's just the reality of the situation. Now, having said all of this, and I know I've said a lot, but I want to make sure that I drive the point here. There needs to come a point in each and every one of our lives that we become indignant with the liars. It seems like our society has become used to the fact that people are going to lie to us. And instead of becoming indignant and demanding of those that are talking to us and trying to talk to us or teach us something that they tell us the truth, now we're simply content with them telling us lies, but in a nice manner, in a very, very eloquent manner. Even though they are feeding us garbage, ideological junk, we've become satisfied with, okay, as long as they're saying it in a nice way. yet they're insulting our intelligence all the while. And at the same time, they know that we're not going to examine these things. They're duping us and we're allowing ourselves to be duped. I mean, we are literally putting ourselves at the mercy of wolves. So we need to change and take control of our own lives. How do I do that, Gio? Well, for all of you young students out there, examine everything. Everything your teachers tell you. Everything. I mean, absolutely everything. When you go to the movies, don't go there thinking I'm here just for some entertainment. Trust me, you will find that in movies, in art, and that encompasses music, everything, someone is trying to disseminate a message. And you have to look at what that message is. And usually when you are able to discern what that message is, you are able to examine all things. And then like what the Bible says, you do, you just hold on to that which is good and you reject that which is bad. God has given us discernment so we can protect ourselves. And this is what I want you to do on a daily basis. Don't take anything at face value and make sure you examine all things in a just manner. I want to leave you with this so that you will see that how bad lying truly is. And that those that are trying to lie to you, you would not respect these people. You would not give these people the time of day because they are insulting your intelligence. And that next time somebody tries to lie to you, whether it be your teachers, a politician, anyone else, your friends, you would consider that person not worthy of your time, your friendship, or your efforts. When we go to John chapter number 8, verse 44, you will find that Jesus talks about Satan, which is the father of lies. And he says the following: "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth." What a key phrase. He does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. So in lies, in deception, there is no truth. There is no truth in Satan, who is the father of lies. And here it comes. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now notice what Jesus says to these people, to the religious people, the Jews of the time. Listen to what he says. "But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me." We've arrived at that point in our society. Remember what Paul tells Timothy, there will come a time where people would not suffer sound doctrine. We're there. And I mean, along with sound doctrine, which is truth, you'll notice that people are not accepting it because they see it as an inconvenience. When truth has become inconvenient, we have literally done a disservice to ourselves and society at large. Because now we're looking out for selfish interests instead of looking for that which can make us better, that which can advance us, that which can get us closer to God. So my advice to you, young man, young woman out there, is to constantly love truth, to make sure you embrace it, to have it as foremost in your life. And in doing so, you will accept Jesus as being the foremost in your life. And once you have Jesus in the pinnacle of your heart, trust me, deception is going to have a tough time coming into your heart, coming into your mind, settling into your mind, and controlling the way that you think and closing you to the truth. It's going to have a hard time doing that because the truth makes you free. And since Jesus is the truth, John 14:6, he will protect you. The truth will protect you from deception. I hope this is understandable. If not, you can always rewind this since this is a podcast and listen to it all over again. But anyways, I hope that you will have enjoyed these. I like having these moments where we can just reason together, just like the Bible says. We need to go back to just using common sense, because the more and more and more you see people begin to analyze these things and dissect it and dissect them and dissect them and dissect them, the more convoluted it becomes. And then it gets to a point now where people are not able to understand common sense because they've given themselves over to so much. Just, it gets to a point now where people are accepting so much garbage because there's so many ideologies and things have been eaten and digested over again that everything becomes convoluted. It becomes truly convoluted and difficult to understand from the simplicity, like the Bible says, that we find in Christ. So I hope this helps you out in your spiritual walk. And please remember today to pray and make sure to read your Bibles, because in it you will find the source of truth. This has been Gio, the host of this LWIM podcast, Absolute Truth Absolutely. I am the youth leader of LWIM. If you are in the vicinity, visit us during our Friday night meetings, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida, 8 p.m. We meet at 8 p.m. every single Friday night at the aforementioned address. You can also visit our website, lwim.org, lwim.org. Check out our Twitter feed, twitter.com/LWIM. And also you can check out LWIM Pure, which is on the website. And that's a site dedicated specifically for young women and issues that are relevant to them. Lastly, I invite you to check out my personal Twitter feed, which is twitter.com/GiovanniDC, JIovanneDC. And also check out my personal blog titled Uncompromised Truth. You can find that at lwym.org/truth. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. Thank you for joining us and for listening. Share this with your friends and family members because they too will want to know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Until next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you.